saved. Amen. John chapter number 14, if you would please today. John chapter number 14. We'll give you just a moment to find your place. John chapter 14 is very, very familiar scripture. And the Lord just burdened our heart with this thought. And it's a very simple thought today, but I pray that if you do not know the Lord Jesus today, that again today would be the day that you'd come to know Him. And for those that are saved, that again we would rejoice in our salvation today that we have through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. A couple of anniversaries we want to recognize today. Buster and Brenda Kay celebrated on the 5th, and I know Buster's not going to get this one wrong. How many years, Buster? I told you he wouldn't get it wrong. Congratulations on 50 years. All right. That's wonderful. Jackie and Shirley Doomlin celebrate on the 10th. And then Michael and Linda Goforth will be celebrating on the 15th. How many years, Miss Linda? 45. All right. Congratulations. And tell Mike you got it right today. All right. Amen. Amen. Appreciate them today and appreciate you being in the house of the Lord this morning. John chapter 14 is very familiar scripture. I've used this text before. I've used it quite a few times in funerals and different things. And the Lord, just as I was contemplating on what to preach this morning, I know we've been studying in the life of the ministry of the Lord Jesus and in the Gospel of Matthew. But the Lord just burdened my heart from a thought here from these great verses, and I've preached from them and looked at them, but the Lord just gave me some fresh thoughts that I pray that each of us would consider here this morning, and especially if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in a free pardon of sin. The thought is simply this: how do we get to heaven from here? How do we get to heaven from here? It almost seems to be the question that Thomas asked the Lord Jesus in this great text. How do we get to heaven from here? We think about life and we think about all the things that we face and we begin to consider our old sinful selves and certainly none of us worthy today of the goodness and the grace of Almighty God. And of course, Thomas is the one that seemed to have some doubts and seemed to have some questions concerning the Lord Jesus. And of course, there's going to be another time that Thomas is dealing with doubt and different things, but I thought about it in the context of these verses today, that Thomas almost seems to ask the question, how do we get to heaven from here? Because, by the way, today heaven's a real place. Heaven's a prepared place for a prepared people. You got to be ready. And that's what Jesus is revealing here to not only Thomas, but to each of us today, that there's a way you can get there, but there's only one way. And I want you to consider that today as we read this wonderful text, and I'll try to be brief today. I know everybody's got busy. This is a busy, busy time of year, and I've got a lot of things to do this afternoon myself, but I have nothing any more important than what I'm doing right now. I want you to understand, I have nothing any more important than what I have to do right now, and that's to preach the gospel. And I hope your ears will be open. I hope and pray that your heart will be sensitive and let God speak to you and be obedient today. How do we get to heaven from here? You don't want to miss out on it. That's eternity. So I want you to consider that. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading, the precious Word of God, if you're able to stand, and if you're not, that's okay. I realize this is familiar scripture, as I've said, and the thoughts I have is very simple today, but yet something that each of us need to consider. Jesus, of course, here in the upper room with his disciples, and again, we've been studying the life and the ministry of the Lord Jesus, and I realize this is the Christmas season, and somebody said, oh, preacher, I figured you'd be preaching on Christmas, and I am. I'm preaching on one that came, bled and died and suffered and rose again. I can have eternal life. He's the one I want to celebrate. But the Lord just pressed upon my heart these words. Look at verse number 1. Jesus here telling his disciples in the upper room, he's let them know that he's going to have to go away. He's going to depart. Their hearts are broken. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, and there's the key. Believe in God, believe also in me. I can just stop right there and preach a while. believe? What do you believe? Believe in God, believe also in me. Verse number 2, he gives a promise. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Notice the question in verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we not know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? How do we get to heaven from here? Verse number 6, Jesus answers that question. And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Notice that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, underline that word, those two words, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. You may be seated. For a few moments this morning, I want to again consider the thought, how do we get to heaven from here? Heaven seems to be so far away, but yet we're just one breath and one heartbeat away from stepping out into eternity. As I've said many times from this very pulpit, and I want to express it again this morning, everybody in this building is going to spend eternity somewhere. You're either going to spend eternity in a place called heaven, in a place where there's no sorrow and no suffering and no sickness and no separation and so many wonderful things that we cannot even begin to describe that today. And by the way, that's not a fairy tale. That's true. That's reality today. There's a place called heaven. But there's also a place called hell today. And I know that there's not a lot of preaching on that, certainly in this day and hour. But, friend, I would not be doing my job correctly this morning. I would not be giving due justice to my Savior if I did not come this morning and warn you that there is a place of eternal separation. There's a place of eternal punishment. There's a place that's not even been prepared for mankind, but for the devil and his angels. You don't have to go there. You can go to a place called heaven. And so the question may arise in somebody's heart and mind today, then how do we get to heaven from here? Because as I've already said, none of us are worthy today. None of us can do anything to merit being able to go to heaven. So we find that as Jesus is here in the upper room with his disciples, and he's telling them he's got to go away and prepare a place, and he's going to prepare a place, and when he gets it ready, he's going to come back and get them, which shows us the second return of the Lord Jesus Christ for his church. That also shows us that. But friend, I may not be here at the rapture. I may leave out before then. You may leave out before then. Aren't you glad he's went away to prepare a place? And so he tells his disciples that, and Thomas being the one that sometimes seems to have a little bit of doubt and question, he asks Jesus the question. We don't know where you're going, and how can we get there? We don't know the way. Then Jesus, again, in verse number 6 of this great text, he lets them know how that they can get to heaven from here. I want you to know today that you can get to heaven from here. Amen. Aren't you glad of that this morning? We ought to rejoice in that fact that there is an eternal place, an eternal day, and I'm glad for that, through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, I just want to look at three very simple thoughts here today from this wonderful text of John chapter 14. How do we get to heaven from here? Number one, I'm just going to jump right in it this morning, give it to you. I'm going to let you go. Number one, I want you to notice today that Jesus, again in verse number 6, he reveals how that they can get to heaven. He says, number one, in verse number 6, he said, I am the way. Now, I want you to notice in our King James Bibles this morning that he does not say that I am a way. But he very specifically here lets us know that he is the way. Matter of fact, this morning, as I've already said, there is no other way. I'm afraid we're living in a time where too many people feels like that there is some other way that they can get to heaven from here. But again, I want to emphasize and I want to drive the point home today, if you do not get anything else that I say today, that, friend, there is no other way for you and I to get to heaven, thank God, but only through and by the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, he lets them again know that here in this wonderful text, Jesus is the way. Again, he is the only way. And so I begin to think about that. And the Holy Spirit, I begin to deal with my heart on these three simple thoughts. Number one, Jesus is the way we must be willing to follow. See, here's the problem with so many people today. They want to go their own way. They want to do their own thing. And at the end of it, they think that some way, somehow, that they're going to end up in heaven. Well, friend, there could be nothing further from the truth. I want you to understand today that what Jesus said, Jesus meant. Jesus didn't beat around the bush. Jesus didn't go around the answer. He just gave the straight-out answer that he is the way. And that if he is the way, then you and I must be willing to follow. If you and I want to reach the destination of heaven, then we're going to have to go the right way. Amen. I'm telling you now, as we think about going in places in life, there may be several different ways of going around and taking different roads and all that kind of thing to get to your desired destination. But friend, understand something today, and I want you to understand it well. There is only one road. There's only one way. There's only one road map that's going to get you and I to the place of heaven one day, and that is through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, you can follow all kinds of things in this walk of life. There's all kinds of religions. There's all kinds of denominations. And I'm not here to preach about that this morning. But there's all kinds of beliefs. There's all kinds of worship that takes place. There's all kinds of thoughts that men have that somehow they're worshiping the true and the living God. But at the end of the day, you must ask yourself this question. I must ask myself this question today. Am I following the way that leads unto eternal life? If I'm not following that way, then I don't have eternal life. If I'm not following the way today, then there's no possible way that my final destination is going to be in a place called heaven. Friend, you better consider it. You better allow God to speak to your heart. You better thank God, be honest with yourself. You better be honest with God. Friend, it'd be sad for you and I to close our eyes in death and at that moment of death find out that we was not following the way, the truth, and the life. Friend, you better get right with God. You better follow him because he is the only way that you and I can get to heaven from here. We're all mortal beings. We're all sinners. Oh, preacher, I was praying it'd be uplifting. It will if you get a hold of it. We're all sinners in need of a Savior. And thank God he shed his precious blood that the choir so wonderfully sang about this morning, that I can have forgiveness of sin and that I can have a relationship with the true and the living God. Thank God this morning. Hallelujah for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way this morning, my friend. The question that you and I must answer today, am I following the way? I thought about that in the context of our thought this morning. If Jesus is the way, am I willing to follow? See, the problem today is, I've already said, too many people are trying to follow another way. And I thought about that. Number one, too many people are trying to follow their own way. The Bible warns us about that, by the way. And I've said it many times, but I want to say it again today, and I want you to consider your own heart, your own life. Everybody you talk to, saved. Everybody you talk to is going to heaven. But the reality is, everybody's not. It's not that everybody can't. Because the Bible plainly teaches us he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's not that you can't, it's that you won't. Now let me say that again. It's not that you can't. It's not that I can't go to heaven. The problem is we don't or won't because we don't want to come God's way. And the Bible teaches us certainly to beware of that. Let me give you a verse of Scripture. Proverbs chapter number 14:12. The Bible says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. Are you hearing me? There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways, notice that word, ways of death. It's not that you can't go. It's that you will not submit to God's way. Now, again, the question that needs to arise in my own heart, in my own mind, and I pray that will arise in yours, if Jesus again says now that He's the way, are you and I following the way? Or are we going our own way? See, man has always wanted to try to figure out his own way to get to God. See, that's what religion does. Religion this morning gets mankind into the thought process that he's going to try to somehow work his way to pleasing God in his own way. And unfortunately this morning, that's impossible because there's none of us here today that can possibly obtain that. You and I must this morning realize that we are in need of a sinner. We must realize that there is a way and we must be willing to follow that way, and that way being the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. How do we get to heaven from here? We have to follow the way. There's not many roads to heaven. There's one. There's only one. So this morning, He is the way. Are we willing to follow? There is the way this morning, or our own way. Don't follow your own way. Then there's the way of evil. According to Proverbs 4:14, the Bible says, enter not the path of the wicked and go not in the way. There's that word again, the way of the evil man. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people on that path. Now, let me say this. I thought about this as I was studying and as I was preparing to preach this morning. There's people that's trying to go their own way and do their own thing. And they're not necessarily sold out to Satan. They're not necessarily sold out to evil. But they want to do it their way. Well, here's the sad part. If you continue to go your way, you're going to come up short. Maybe you're not out here living for the devil and devil's crowd, but yet you won't submit to God's way. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Secondly, there's those that not only follow their own way, but those that follow the evil way. And unfortunately, there are people that have literally sold themselves to the ways of evil. I believe today, if you watch a newscast for any length of time, if you pick up a newspaper, if you keep up with any of the things that's taking place, we can see that there's evil all around. And there could be no other answer for it than people simply selling themselves out to the evil and the evil ways. Now, I would pray that there would not be anybody like that here this morning. But let me just give a little caution of warning right here. To our young people, be careful what you get involved in. Be careful of the people that you listen to. Be careful of what you watch. Be careful of those cell phones. Be careful of the computer and the internet. Be careful of those things, because if you're not careful, you will be sucked right in to the evil things that are taking place in our day. I'm talking about children that have sat on church pews and heard the good news of the gospel and heard what is right and heard about the way and the truth and the life. But friend, evil is all around. Don't fall into the traps of the evil way this morning. And it's sad that people will give in to an evil way. Jesus said, I am the way. And if He's the way, I must be willing to follow if I want to get to heaven from here. Now, there's our own way. And every one of us in here today at some time in our life has went our own way and done our own thing. Aren't you glad God was long-suffering and merciful and gracious? And let us know that we were, hey, you're going the wrong way. If you go the wrong way on a road long enough, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to run head on into trouble somewhere. And then there are those today that unfortunately are caught up in the evil way. And then let me say again, thirdly, there's the way that Jesus has made. And again, the question arises to each of us here this morning, are you and I following Him? And I want to emphasize this again before I move on to my second point. If we fail to follow Him, we will not be where He is. Notice what Jesus says to Thomas. Here in this great verse where Thomas asked the question, how can we know the way? How can we get to heaven from here? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you want to get to heaven, you got to go the right way. You got to follow Him. A lot of people are following religions and preachers and singers and all kinds of things. I mean, honestly, they are. I like good preaching. I like good singing. I like all those things, but I'm not following that. I'm going to follow Him. Why? Because He's the only one to get me home. You know, if I'm stranded somewhere, I want to try to find somebody and get me home. As many as you know, I just recently come back from a mission trip from India, and that's a long ways from home. And I'm glad that I got to go there. I'm glad I got to be there to help Brother Obed with some things and help with that ministry there. But I tell you what, when it come time, Miss Debbie, for our departure and our time to come back to the United States of America, I want you to know I was in front of the line. Why? Because I wanted to get back home. Because there were some things at home. Thank God. Hallelujah. That wasn't there. I'm telling you, thank God. And if I wanted to get home, I was going to have to get on that airplane. I was going to have to fly back. Hey, there wasn't any way for me to get back. I couldn't walk from where I was at. I couldn't get on a train from where I was at. Hallelujah. I couldn't get on a bus from where I had to get on an airplane so that I could get to where I wanted to be. I'm glad. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. This morning, the day I got saved, thank God, and begin to follow the way. Friend, I'm not home yet, but I'm still on my way. And thank God, as long as I'll follow Him, hallelujah, I'm going to make it home one day. How do we get to heaven from here? You got to follow the way. Number two, not only do we have to follow the way, but number two, Jesus said He is the truth. So not only this morning, Him being the way, do we need to follow Him, but number two, Jesus being the truth, do you believe Him? Very simple. Will you follow Him? Do you believe Him? Now, even in His public ministry and His life here on this earth, there was people that said He was a great man and a good man and He could do this and He could do that, but they failed to see Him and believe Him for who He really was. Who was He? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's the reason that he came. He came to be my Savior. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get a hold of that and just shout a why. He came to be my Savior. But not only did he come to be my Savior, he came to be your Savior, and he came to be the Savior of the whole world. But I'll tell you today, the key to this text this morning is, do you believe God? And if you believe in God, believe also. Jesus said, believe also in me. You're going to have to not only follow him, but you're going to have to trust him. Believe him. That's what that word believe means. It means to trust. And there's a lot of people that seem to have a head knowledge, but they seem to have no heart knowledge. See, God doesn't change our head. God changes our heart. How do we get to heaven from here? Well, I got to follow him. I'm going to have to trust him. I'm going to have to trust him when I can't trust my own self. I'm going to have to trust him when I can't trust the people around me. Huh? I'm going to have to trust him. Who are you trusting today? Or what are you trusting? Notice him being the way and then being the truth. Do we believe him? Number one, I thought about we need to believe him because there are deceptive words out there. Ephesians 5:6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. There's a lot of vain words. You know what vain means? It means empty. There's a lot of vain words out there. Jesus said not only was he the way, but he's the truth. Do you believe him? Do you believe him when he said, I am the resurrection and the life? Do you believe him when the Bible says, for God so loved the world? Do you believe him this morning when he says he's coming again one day? Do you believe him that he's gone to prepare a place? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe he came to seek and to save that which was lost? Thank God, I'm glad he came. I'm glad one day I believed. I said, I'm glad one day I believed. Is anybody in here today excited? There was a day when you believed. Oh, hallelujah. I just about won't take me a running spell right here. If I get somebody else to go with me, I might just take off. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah to the true and the living God. That the day that I come to the place, that hallelujah, the one that I'd heard about, the one that had been preached about, the one that had been sang about, thank God I begin, hallelujah, to make my way to Calvary. And I met him personally. I'm glad for the day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God I'm glad for the day. I said I'm glad for the day that I believed what Jesus said and done what Jesus said to do. I'm glad I can get to heaven from here, thank God. Because I believed. Preacher, it can't be that simple. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, it is. Be careful. There's a lot of deceptive words. And then I thought about trusting in the word that will deliver. John 8:32, you shall know the truth. About want to shout again. I know some of you. What in the world's going on? I mean, you're just as dead and dried up as last year's bird nest. I don't know about you, but I've got life today. I'm going to get ahead of myself. I'm glad I've got life. I'm glad I'm not dead. Some of y'all liven up a little to help you. Smile a while, give your face a rest. Get right with God and you'd want to smile. Well, you'd want to act a little peculiar. Because you ever get to heaven, you'll act peculiar when you get there. Of course, it won't be peculiar there. It'll be right in step. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Brother Keith, I'm not in bondage anymore. I say I'm not in bondage anymore. I have been made free. Why? Because I just simply believed. How do we get to heaven from here? He's the way. We've got to follow Him. He's the truth. We must believe Him. And lastly, He is the life. And you simply receive it. Do you understand in your natural birth that you didn't have a thing to do with that? Y'all hearing me? Do you understand you sitting here today, you being birthed into this world, you had nothing to do with that? Not one thing did you have to do with your natural birth. You was birthed into this world, and you had no assistance as far as on your part of being birthed into this world. Thank God, I'm glad not only did I get birthed into this world, but I'm glad, thank God, there's a second birth. And I'll be honest with you, I had very little to do with that second birth. Huh? I had very little to do with that second. I mean, it was just a little inkling of faith. Huh? I mean, it didn't take a whole boatload. It didn't take a truckload. It didn't take a plane load. It just took a little faith. It just took a little faith on that Sunday morning under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. God brought me to a place that I seen I needed a Savior. And as I said, I made my way to Calvary and I repented of my sin. And the best I knew how, I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and forgive me and save me. And you know what He did? He done that very thing. Hallelujah. Very little that you have a part. He only asks you to believe. He just asks you to receive. See, salvation is a gift. We talk about gifts. And of course, this is the time of year that the children and even some of the adults are excited about gifts. That's okay. I'm not preaching against that. But friend, the greatest gift that you and I could ever receive is that gift of salvation. And see, that's all you can do with a gift. Is if God says, here it is, all you can do is take it. All you hallelujah. Glory to God. That makes me want to shout again, brother. Hallelujah. He says, all you got to do, Miss Debbie, is take it. Just reach out and take. I mean, it's just as simple as reaching out and take it. I mean, He wants you to have it. He wants you to have it. He just wants you to take it. Reach out and it's a gift. Hallelujah. It's a gift. I'm telling you, brother, all you got to do is reach out. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All you got to do is reach out and take the gift. Just receive the gift. Receive the gift. Receive the gift. And you can get to heaven from here. But that's the only way you can. You can't earn it. You can't pay for it. You know, we want to assist God a lot of times. He don't need no help. God's big enough to do it Himself. He done all the work. And all he asks you and I to do is receive it. So the question comes before us this morning. How can I get to heaven from here? Thomas says, Lord, I don't know where you're going and I don't know how to get there. That's pretty much what he's saying in our modern day English. Lord, I don't know where you're going. I don't know how I'm going to get there. Jesus said, you can know. See, this Bible teaches you today you can know. You don't have to hope so. You don't have to maybe so. This Bible teaches you you can know so. How is something as big as God? Glory. How in the world does something big as God move in and go home with you? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. How in the world does something big as God move in and go home with you and you know, and you don't even know He's there? I'm glad I know He's there. I don't always feel saved. I'm not saying that. There's times that we all have struggles and doubts. But I'm glad I've got a place I can go back to. Best I knew how. I said, yeah, I'll follow you. Yeah, I'll believe you. I'll receive you. And I'm thankful for that day. There's been a lot of regrets in my life. Even since I've been saved, I can't say that everything that I've done and everything that's happened that I'm happy of. I can't say that. And you probably can't either. But there's one thing I can say that I do not regret. And that's the day that I could find out I could go to heaven. Because of the way, the truth, the life. You could read it like this, and I'm not trying to add anything to, because I don't believe in adding to or taking away. But you could read it like this. Jesus saith, I am the way. Jesus saith, I am the truth. And Jesus saith, I am the life. And then he makes a final statement. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, that pretty well seals the deal. Jesus said that, not me. Religion won't get you there. Mom and dad being saved won't get you there. Grandma and grandpa being saved won't get you there. Children being saved won't get you there. The only thing that'll get you there is Jesus. How can we get to heaven from here? Follow Him. Believe Him. Huh? Follow Him. Believe Him. Receive Him as your very own. And see, He leaves that all up to you. If you don't make it to heaven one day, do you understand that you're not going to be able to blame anybody but yourself? Let's stand to our feet all over the building. Brother Scotty, give us a song of invitation. How do we get to heaven from here? Follow Him. Believe Him. Receive Him. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before You today, Lord, as humble as we know how to come. Lord, I thank You for Your precious Word. I thank You for this great text, Lord, I have. Lord, I've enjoyed this text so many times. But Lord, You dealt with my heart about something fresh from Your very Word. And Lord, I've just tried to be obedient in what You've put in my heart to do today. And Lord, each individual now is responsible for whether they will follow You, trust You, and receive You. I've done all I know to do. I just leave it in your hands. Salvation's a wonderful gift. And if there's someone here today that's never received it, you want them to have it. It's done been bought and paid for. Lord, all they have to do is reach out and take it. I pray in the stillness of this service, if there's somebody here today that don't have the assurance in their heart that they're going to go to heaven when they leave this world, that today they'd get that settled. It's a real place with real people. And you want everybody to go. And everybody can. I pray you take the invitation right now. Help each of us to search our hearts. Holy Ghost, you do what I cannot do. God, you knock on that heart's door. And then as Christians, they help us to rejoice in the salvation we have. And help us to share it with others. Take the invitation. Help us to be obedient. And it's in Jesus' name. As every head's bowed, every eye's closed.